little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
I always remember Roger Naylor, he used to say to me, people used to ring him up and say, you know, about, complain about passing the exam. So the old MSAGP. And he used to just say, look, what you need to do is just to get a few more marks. He would never justify anything. He'd just like, just get a few more marks and you'll pass it.
Good answer.
So, was that helpful, Keith? Or?
That's brilliant. Yeah, there's layers of complexity that you can find in any of the cases that they bring for CPD. And even if they've not seen it, then you should be teasing, we should be teasing it out of them. Mm. And it's easy to do that.
So, Keith, I want you to have a look at that. I had to think about some of the things I've been saying and how it might have an impact on that model, and it may be worthwhile putting something alongside it or some of this discussion.
Well, I think it would be useful to put your model up there as well, and if we actually had a discussion here in our group about the words that with the headings that we were using, that they're not immutable, they can be changed.
No, I don't want you to change it. It's just, I think check understanding, I would feel quite strongly about clarifying that, because I think as a consultation skill, it's a high level skill that's quite difficult to do well. And I wouldn't, none of us in the exam feel that that's necessary in the sense of with every consultation, you know.
Yeah.
And I think
reaching shared understanding is important though, isn't it? So
I know checking understanding is different to shared understanding.
Yeah.
Checking understanding is just what I've said makes sense. Are you happy with that plan? Is there anything you want me to go through again?
Yeah.
Shared understanding is more a case of, I understand what your position is. Are you happy that you understand why that's difficult for me? Let's negotiate and work with it forward. So that's different.
Well, maybe we should be changing that heading to.
Well, no, because I'm a zealot for my own thoughts. That's natural, but that doesn't mean right.
But it's an easy change to make, isn't it? Because it at least dots the cap to say, well, have you thought about understanding, mutual understanding? We can put it in neutral.
And you can start with things like the simple things of chronic disease management and how we have patients to take care of themselves, and we help take care of them as well. But it's not just where you're going to look after you because you're diabetic. Mm. And it's that whole thing about looking after a diabetic patient and looking after Mrs. Bloggs's diabetes, because Mrs. Bloggs is a person with their diabetes rather than just a diabetic patient. And that whole concept is quite important, which leads you into shared understanding, shared management, holistic.
Well, part of what the problem that we have with managing our patients with diabetes is that we have too many guidelines, too many guideline-driven protocols, and we just shove patients down that kind of tube of, this is what we'd recommend for you, rather than actually sharing with them the evidence of what works and figuring out where the priorities are. And okay, as GPs, we'd largely devolve ourselves as responsibility of dealing with the diabetes management because we leave that to the nurses, but we really ought to have some input into that and check that what they're doing is appropriate.
I don't know if any of you read one of the editorials in the RCBJGP this last week. I very rarely read it because I don't normally find it that interesting, but I found it interesting because they were talking about the future general practice in 2040 and having CPCPs, which are consultant primary care physicians, and is running a hub of associated professionals, you know, and pharmacists and AMPs and so on, and we're just used as a resource around that hub. And to be honest, we're 3/4 of the way there already in our practice with that sort of thing. So yesterday I was consulting alongside a pharmacist, and you know, I've got AMPs and different things, and that's mainly because we can't recruit doctors. But the whole of general practice, I think, probably will move in that direction. And that's going to have a significant impact on what we're talking about here, about shared decision-making, about mutual understanding, about all sorts of things. And it's probably, by definition, then going to be more protocol-driven and more mechanistic and less patient-centered, which is disappointing.
It's the job that we love that keeps us going, isn't it?
Yeah.
That it's been eroded.
Yeah. And it's like when they say, right, we need to make sure that Dr. Marler's list is triaged more appropriately so that those 50 patients are far more complicated.
Yeah,
can I notice, have the one to say, something's gone wrong with my mirtazapine prescription, can you just change it?
Yeah,
it's not just me that's thinking this way, that being the senior partner in the practice, you tend to find that the complex patients gravitate to you, and you think you've got it knocked off, you can manage a 10-minute consultation, but these things keep on coming to you, and you think, well, why am I not seeing sore throats and colds anymore?
Yeah, well, I know, and I used to prescribe far more antibiotics for tonsillitis than anybody else in the practice because I never saw it. The people I did see, they usually waited 2 weeks to see. But again, I used to have a question in the oral, which was, you know, people say you get the list of patients you deserve, and there is no doubt that I am the list of patients that I deserve. Because I wouldn't want to see sore throats and things all the time. I do like challenging patients, but I just don't like too many of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the problem with my wife has a personalised list, which I would always have loved, because, you know, complicated people do gravitate towards you, and especially when you're using AMPs and trainees and salaried doctors and so on. Almost by definition, there's a sort of, you see it happening, moving across towards you, and you have to hope that it's not with complaints, that it's more with challenge. So yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? Okay?
Yeah, there's some fantastic little nuggets in there.
Hopefully.
Which will be really helpful to share with other people. Thank you so much for that.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing.